Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Scott Arnaud. Scott, I'm on the road, and I don't have your – I've got your credentials written down beautifully in my studio. But I'm on the road, and I don't have them, and I want you to tell the audience about them because I am really proud of you for what you've accomplished and for your credentials. Tell us again what it is.
Oh, thank you. So I'm an attorney and also an information security consultant. I have lots of letters after my name. The key ones are probably a CISSP, which is a Certified Information Systems Security Professional. I'm also a CIPP, which is a Certified Information Privacy Professional, as well as a Certified Information Privacy Technologist and a Fellow of Information Privacy.
Quite a mouthful. And all of that, in the galaxy, there's about 100 people who have those qualifications. So you can tell why I'm, if you didn't know before, now you know why we're so proud that he gives us a little bit of his time and how valuable it is and how much he knows. And is able to convert all that genius, all that knowledge into plain English. I have to help him a little bit every once in a while, but most of the time he does a real good job. Hey, Scott, in the previous segment, we were talking about this new kind of extortion, expanded ransomware and extortion, where people are getting coming into devices like your television, your internet connected television, or other IoT, Internet of Things devices. And what you were saying is, and what a lot of people are pointing out, is that these things have little or no security built into them. And since more and more people are going to be using more of these things and less of the things that have security devices, it really pays for the average person to know what number one, what their exposure is, and number two, how to fix it. Now you were telling me that a lot of these IoT devices can't really be retrofitted, can't really be re-rigged to protect them. Is that right?
It depends on the device. Some of them have basically a fixed password, which you can't change, which stinks. Some of them, however, you can go into and change the password. Normally, they're basically going to have what's called an IP or Internet Protocol address, which in effect, it's anytime you go to a website, it actually corresponds to a numerical what's called IP address. So let's say, for example, you're looking at whitehouse.gov. That's going to have a number address that goes with it. You can type in the number and get to the same place. The reason I mention this is because every device that's connected to the Internet also has an IP address. It might not necessarily be, say, a name. Like, it might not be, Fred's Router 101.
Right.
That might not be there. But every router or anything else will have an address you can go to and have some effect on it.
I'm going to land on that for 1 second because I want people to understand this. Folks, if you didn't know it, every device, I'm going to say what he said again, every device that you have that connects to the Internet, whether it's a thermostat or a phone or a pocket game player connected to the Internet, it is a device that the Internet has to recognize it before you can get on. And for the people, whatever you're using has to be able to recognize that. And that identification is the IP address that also looks like your website number, but it's the number behind the URL that you have. But every device you have has one of these. All right, go ahead, Scott.
And yeah, every device you've got. I mean, that includes your phone, that includes your thermostat, that includes your router, and some of these things, like a router, you can actually go to that page, and there's a web page with it where you can change the settings. And that's hugely helpful. On a lot of routers, it'll be written on it. And you can go in there and you can check and see, okay, wow, I've got this default password. Let's change it into something a little better. I mean,
it might be really good. For example, I've got some routers that have a really good password right on top of it. You know, they're,
well,
they're
all covered. Some of them nowadays have a distinct password, which is great, but not all of them do.
Right. All right. So, is there any way, though? Is there any way to do a global thing where we, where all of our devices, there's like a firewall kind of thing for, in front of our property?
Well, certainly, anytime you have a network, you should have a firewall turned on, and almost invariably, a basic firewall will be included in any modern router. And
right.
most computers nowadays have firewalls allowed. Sometimes they're not necessarily
right.
enabled, but they're possible, and you should always turn those things on.
But your IoT devices, aren't going to have those as much. And so go ahead.
If they're sitting in your network, you can at least guard them behind the basic firewall
that's
sitting in part of the router. But you're absolutely right. It would be a lot better if they had much more developed firewalls, because there are different types of firewalls.
So if people wanted to call their technical person and say, look, put all my stuff behind a firewall in my location, that person could come in and do that.
Yeah, you could buy a firewall. It depends on what you got, how it's set up, but in many cases, that's doable. Now, keep in mind, where you're really seeing this as a problem, I mean, I know we're talking about this in sort of like at home with
right.
the TV or your router. Think about this from the standpoint of a manufacturer, especially a manufacturer who has to be always on. Invariably, they're going to be using some legacy equipment, which they can't really turn off.
They're going to have to, the manufacturers are going to have to pick up their game, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Attackers know this, and that's exactly who they're going to target.
Scott, thank you for your time. What really great education.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Scott Arnold is here, but thesecurityadvocate.com. Check that out. I told you we'd get smarter with Scott Jones. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.